Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the
Diva Squad,
they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I see 'em. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mile frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's
gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of the hosts, Storm, and with me, I will have one of my fellow divas with me once she calls in. Miss Mobetta will be checking in a little later. Miss Ray Queen will be on the air shortly. But I definitely just want to start off by, I definitely want to welcome everyone back to another episode of GQ Palace with Diva Squad Love Fantasy. And we're just happy back in the building. Last week we were off for a little bit, but this Wednesday we're back, ready, better than ever, ready to take over the world, as Pinky and the Brain says, right? Ray Queen, how you been?
I'm all right. I cannot complain. I will not complain. I'm good.
All right. Okay. Excellent. The week has been good for you so far?
Very busy, and that's how I like it. It makes it move faster.
Excellent.
How about you?
I'm okay. Busy, tired. I can't complain, but I'm not going to. Look, not tonight on the show anyway, you know.
Right.
I would save my complaints for another day, but right now I'm just happy to be back on the air. There's so much stuff going on in the world, you know, especially with our...
What is that?
There we go. Is that better?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, much better. So, yes, a lot of stuff going on, like I was saying, especially with our, you know, president, that lovely man of ours, you know. He's definitely a character, and, you know, we're going to touch a little bit on, you know, the young man that was shot about a week ago, I believe it was, a week and a half ago. So we're definitely going to talk about that situation, along with our president not really wanting to have a conversation with his lawyer on the phone. So we're going to talk about that. So pretty much the gentleman's name that was shot, I believe it was seven times, was Jacob Blake. So we're going to talk about him. Because it's important, you know, it's important. And, you know, those of you who are new to the Diva Squad, we like to talk about a lot of different things, but when certain things kind of like touch home and they're relatable and, you know, it's live and it's everywhere, you know, we like to touch on that as well to allow our platform, our callers, to be able to call in and give their feedback on the topic. And, you know, sometimes you don't really have that person to vent to. The Diva Squad is those ladies. You can call us on Wednesday night and you can give your opinion. So, with that being said, definitely want to say happy birthday to everyone who celebrated the birthday. Atita celebrated her birthday last week. I don't know many people that's celebrating their birthdays this week right here. But happy birthday. What season is it? Is it? It's not Libra season yet, right? It's Virgo season. I lose track of it because it's not Capricorn season.
We just got over... It ain't Aries season either. We just got over Leo season. So
I believe it's Virgo. I think it's Virgo. Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Well, happy birthday to all the Virgos out there. You know, enjoy yourself. Be safe. And just make sure that, you know, anything that you do it, you know, responsibly. So our topic tonight is, like I said, we are going to be discussing Jacob Blake. This young man, and of course, anyone call in, give feedback, correct us on the information. I'm still a little unsure of the situation because different stories that I've been reading, I'm just going to touch on the one, this one that kind of like seemed like it made sense, you know, where, you know, the police were called to a domestic violence situation, and he was actually one of the people trying to break up the domestic violence situation. And in the process, the police came, and from the video of what you see the police following behind him. He's walking around his car. He's about to get into his car, and the police officer pulls his shirt, and he shoots him, I believe it was seven times, in the back, left him paralyzed from the waist down. I believe he has three children. Three children three of the children, I believe, were in the car when the situation happened. So it's definitely something that needs to be discussed, you know, and we're definitely opening up the platform to discuss it here on the Diva Squad. We're allowing anyone to call in. The number to call is 845-277-9098. Call in, give your feedback. How do you feel? You know, when once again we see something like this and they say, you know, blue lives matter, black lives matter, you know, it's white lives matter. When they yell and scream all these different things, you know, how is this leaving you feeling? You know, how do you feel with this situation being the way that it is? And a young African-American man is now left, you know, paralyzed. I did see some of the other videos and pictures where they actually, you know how people always, somebody gets hurt or they get, you know, killed by the police, and then all of a sudden they go back on social media and they find this person's information and they find all this pictures. So in the same sentence, you know, a Caucasian man put on Facebook, how did he word it? He said, and this is the person that you're, what did he say? And this is the person that you're protesting for, is what, that was the caption. And the picture was Mr. Blake holding a gun, you know, in his hand, you know, all of which, I'm sorry, is so irrelevant. Because just because you hold a gun in your hand doesn't mean that you deserve to get shot in the back by the police. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's like, so one thing had nothing to do with the other. It goes to show you how people are and how they're looking to pick apart, you know, this young man. And one of my friends was even explaining to me how when they did arrest, you know, they arrested him, they had him, he was in the hospital room, and they had him handcuffed to the bed. Like, where he going? He paralyzed. Where he going to go?
Mm. Oh, my
gosh. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't get up and walk, you know, and walk away and try to escape. He's paralyzed. Did you not understand, you know, what the situation that just took place? You know, he's paralyzed. So I'm just, you know, trying to get some feedback to see, like, how, you know, how do you feel about that, Miss Ray Queen? And with you having a African-American son, how do you feel?
I am appalled because I'm seeing as well so many videos of Caucasian people cursing the cops out, all sorts of names, threatening to fight the cops out, you know, outside of the uniforms. And these cops are not touching these Caucasian people. Even if they are,
got that right.
They might wrestle with them. They're not pulling out their guns and shooting them several times. You know, I watched three videos in the past 4 days of Caucasian males arguing with cops, calling them all sorts of names, daring them to walk up on them, threatening to kill them. And these cops just allow these Caucasian males to talk to them in such a negative way. But you let us, you know, our brothers, our sons, our uncles, our nephews, blinking
right.
eyes. You hear me? I fear for my son, you know?
Yeah.
I fear for my son. Every time he goes out, you know, and he's a grown man, 27 years old, and I fear every time he goes out, every time he goes and comes from work or to get a haircut or anything. It's sad. I'm appalled. It is disgusting the way these people are treating our sons, our brothers, our nephews, our uncles, our fathers. It's nasty. It's disgusting. And it's disgraceful. Disgusting.
And I'm actually trying to find this because someone had put up and I left my folder at work. There was a couple of Caucasian kids who they even showed like pictures of them where they, I want to say amongst where was it? I want to say amongst like four of them, they've killed 100 people. Amongst these four Caucasian kids, and I say kids because you know they're young, you know they are young, you know they have killed killed about 100 people, and they're not in jail. I'm trying to find it, and you know what, I should have, when I printed it out, I put it in my folder, but I'm gonna find it to be able to call out those names, because they were talking about it online like. I dare you make it seem like it doesn't make sense, you know? I dare you make it seem like, you know, like we're the only ones. And mind you, when I say 100 people, they were black people, mm-hmm. from my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find the...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
boom! Guess who stepped in the room?
Guess who steps in the room?
Miss Mo Betta. How you doing?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm trying to do all right. I'm doing all right. I am. I ain't gonna say I'm trying. I am. I'm doing all right.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. What have I missed? I don't want y'all to go all the way backwards because I, you know, I already know, but yeah.
Well, we're just going to say one name, Jacob Blake. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about him and all aspects of his situation and how, you know, he was left paralyzed, you know, and he was shot in the back while getting into the car with his kids in the car. So we're talking about that. But also, I had printed out this post, and I left my paper at the job. I'm trying to find it where it was four Caucasian men, young men, amongst the four of them, they have killed 100 African Americans.
Yeah.
And
what?
And I'm trying to find it because they were pretty much, you know, what they were doing is they were trying to, like, say, of course, some African American people were trying to say, okay, well, you know what? This man was getting in his car and he was shot in the back 7 times. These kids.
Mm-hmm.
Shot amongst, not all at one time, just over a period of time, they shot 100 people. And when the police came and got them, one of them they stopped at the store and got him food. They, you know, they didn't treat him, they didn't treat that, and none of them aggressively or anything. And mind you, and I think one of them was like, he was like a standoff, but they were still patient and they let him come out and they didn't kill him or anything. So they were saying, how do you feel, like, how do you think this makes us feel? That was the moral of the story.
Right.
You know, what
right,
they were saying,
right.
You know, like, how are we supposed to feel, you know, when Caucasian people can kill black people at any point in time and there's no punishment, but yet the minute an African-American man does it, you know, it's like throw away the key.
Listen, the evidence is there. The evidence is there. The evidence has presented itself a long, long time ago. This has been going on for black people. It's really no surprise because this is just how the judicial system, the Constitution, and everything has been built. None of that I just named included black people. None of that. So there's no surprise of
exactly
why stuff like this happens. So, I mean, not to me anyway. I can't speak for anybody else but myself. It's not a surprise. This is how this country has been built. So, but what's happening is they're getting upset because people are now calling it out. It's being pointed out and called out of the racism and the injustice system of this country.
Yeah, because it's right in your face.
It's right there. You understand what I'm saying? And I know I'm preaching to sound like I'm a broken record,
okay.
But until laws and stuff has changed, this will continue. And
right.
Your body is only as good as your head. The head of this country is raggedy, period. My opinion, my story, and I'm sticking to
that's
it.
That's a fact.
There might be lots of people that disagree, whatever. He's
right.
Raggedy. He doesn't denounce any wrongdoing of people that he sees as doing wrong. He doesn't denounce it. He's like, oh, well, they're being attacked.
you understand that. So he's trying to justify that kid that killed during the riots over there. He trying to justify, said he was attacked. He wasn't attacked until after he shot those people. That's when they beat him down with skateboards and shit. Then they told the police that he did it. Guess what? They still didn't arrest him. He walked right past them. But my thing is, if you didn't go out there with the intent to kill, why you even bring a firearm? Why did you bring a weapon?
Exactly.
Now, I didn't even reach the Jacob Blake yet. I didn't even touch that situation yet, because there's a lot of mixed feelings about what kind of went down with that or whatever. Not totally mixed feelings, but of how they're going to see things. This is how they're going to see things, that he threatened the police, so they felt threatened. When he went to get in his car, they thought he was going in there to get a weapon. From how, when he was getting in the car, he was bending over. I don't know if you've seen the video. When he was getting in the car, he was bending over. You understand? Mm-hmm. So he automatically, you know what it is? They have these police officers that are not really built for their position. They're a bunch of pussies. Excuse my French. They are a bunch of punks that can't
That's
handle.
That's crazy, though.
And then you give a scary man a firearm, what do you think is going to happen?
But you know what, though? Okay, devil's advocate, people. Devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
You can give
mm-hmm.
Let's just say devil's advocate. Now, you had him by his shirt. How come you didn't just pull him back? Pull him back? Why'd you have to open fire?
Yep.
That's what I don't understand. You already had his shirt,
his butt,
so you could have pulled him to the ground.
His partner, they both could have wrapped him up.
Exactly. Why would you open fire?
Wrap him up. Yep. And it was very excessive. Even if you shot him, you couldn't shoot him one time. You shot him seven.
Seven times.
And
left paralyzed.
Seven times. Like that, and with no recovered weapons or anything on the premises.
Nope.
And look, and I hate to change subject real quick, but do you see what those DAs and stuff are trying to do with Breonna X? They offered him.
What?
He said if he stated that Breonna Taylor was a drug trafficking, that they would turn his 10-year probation. He said, no.
What?
I won't do it. Yeah.
Wow.
They offered him, said if he would say that Breonna Taylor was trafficking drugs, that they would give him probation as opposed to a 10-year sentence. He's like, that's not happening.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So he said, I'll do my 10 years.
Yep.
Ain't that crazy? That's craziness.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
But that just goes
did you
to
guys,
show you
did
how
you guys see the video? Up. Did you see the video that I guess Trump called Jacob Blake's family? And as Trump said on the video, that Jacob Blake's family wanted to have their lawyer on the phone. And he thought that was unacceptable. So he didn't speak to Jacob Blake's father to offer his, you know, a sincere apology for the situation. He didn't speak to him. Let Trump say it. Trump said he spoke to the pastor. He spoke to the family's pastor, who is a good man. Mind you, I heard the pastor was a female. I'm just saying. Yes, and Jacob Blake's father said, this isn't about politics. This is about my son. My son is left paralyzed. I don't want to talk about no politics. I don't understand what the issue is. When you speak to people, you have lawyers around. So when you speak to somebody, they can't have a lawyer even listening on a conversation? Yeah. So
now
has to do it, you know.
Has any of these officers been put on leave or suspended or even investigated or what?
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like they tell the media what they feel the media want to hear, to be honest with you. I could be wrong,
nope, that's
but it's just it's
fact.
Just my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like they
no,
tell the media what they feel the media want to hear. You know, they don't be talking really like the straight facts of the situation. You know, because I know if you get in trouble at your job, they suspend you first and then they do an investigation. Okay. Now, I don't understand. Once the supervisor came and searched the car and see the only thing that they found on the car was three kids, that right there, to me, come on. You can't give me an answer. You know, there's no right answer you can give me except for somebody lost their job and somebody lost their pension. Okay?
Right.
You can't give me anything else besides that, because that means that you didn't do the right thing, and no matter what you say at this point, it's going to sound like a whole bunch of nonsense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it could have been your mistake. It could have been your mistake, your bad. You thought he was
reaching,
but mistake guess what? There's
happened.
A consequence for everything.
Yeah.
It's a consequence.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're not
fact.
Exempt.
That's right. That's fact.
You know?
Just say, listen, I messed up. You know what I'm saying?
I messed up.
These cops are dirty and getting away with bloody murder.
That's what that's really about, right? You know, again, there's different laws for different people, and that's a reality. You know, a lot of people don't seem to think that way, but I mean, the thing again, watching the video with Jacob Blake. I don't know what happened to where he kept walking from them and they had his shirt or whatever. But I mean, what the hell? What was said for them to even follow him to the car? Like, how did he become arrested and the fight was between two other women?
But my thing is,
they had him handcuffed to this bed.
My attitude is, you over here spending so much time on the innocent person. Whatever happened to the domestic violence situation?
I
haven't heard anything about that since this happened. I have not heard not one thing about it.
And you won't.
I haven't. Because guess
won't.
What? Mm-hmm. Those people were outside. No, those people were outside. Those people know what was going on. Where they at?
Right. Right.
No one's stepping up. No one's coming forward saying I was in a domestic violence situation, which don't even have to say the person's name, and this person was an innocent bystander trying to break it up. I don't even see that.
I need to see some video or something. I need to really know what's going what happened, like, because that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. For him to shoot that man seven times like that, like, what did he say to scare the shit out of him? Did he say, I'm going to go to my car and get a gun?
And the man's back was turned. And the man's back was turned. Am I correct? His back was turned
when they
were shooting him.
He shot him
in the
back seven times. Yep. Yep.
Oh. Mm-mm-mm.
Yep.
He was trying to get his kids away from an ugly situation.
See, because again, what if those bullets would have ricocheted and been flying and hit one of those kids or something?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know.
They would have planted a gun on them then. They would have probably planted a gun on them then. Said that they took their gun.
The video,
from,
they probably would have tried it anyway.
Absolutely. That's a fact. Mhm. I believe it.
But this was a video. Anyway, we live in a world of recording. Yet nobody's safe from being recorded. You understand?
But what do we tell our children, though? You know, I always ask this question. What do we tell our children, especially our young children, our young men, our young women? What do we tell them? What do we say? If you see a domestic violence situation or something going on, don't say nothing. Before they say, if you see something, say something. Or try to intervene. Or, you know, now, what do you say? Walk away? Ignore it? I don't know. What would you guys say? I don't know what I would say.
Right. Damned if you do. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah. Almost stranded, like, where you don't, have an answer. You understand what I'm saying? Talk to the lawyer. Say, okay, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you and you know, try to de-escalate the situation. Then, you know,
and you can still be killed because that's what's happening. You know what I mean? So now all that stuff is gone. It's lost. It's crazy and it's scary. Like, not just it's crazy, it's scary. It's scary because you could be the one that didn't fit the description. So now, like, my cousin had put this up. It was like, not all cops are bad, but you fit the description. And that ain't the truth. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
That
not
is
all cops
true.
Are bad, but you fit the description.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what
sad part about it is I agree, but the bad cops are making it bad for the good cops.
That's the thing.
And you have young, I'm just going to put out there, young African-American women and men that want to be cops, that have always had a dream of being a cop. Now
mm-hmm.
what?
Right.
That's probably like the furthest thing
right.
from their mind at this point in time. Because guess what? Whether they good or bad, they fit the description.
It fits
Absolutely.
The description. But like, well, Chris Rock was saying how there's certain positions that you got to be in, that you have to be a truly upstanding citizen. And a cop is one of them. Like you said, you can't have a set of airplane pilots say, oh, they occasionally want to crash a plane to the side of the mountain, but the rest of them are, you know what I mean? The rest of them are, no. And the same standards for cops. Like, yeah, not all cops are bad, but you might have one or two that ain't. You can't, all cops can't, none of them be bad. I'm sorry. Not in that position. You have them, too many of them are too sensitive.
Not in that position.
Not in that position. They cannot. They have no
right.
home. And they're not being held to those standards is the problem. And this is why people are protesting and stuff, because you're not holding them to their standards. That's like a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
He's held to a higher standard because he's preaching the word to us. Now, if you're not living by it, then you're just a hypocrite. So you're definitely going to be held at a higher standard. And it's the same thing for police officers, more so than ever. That's like a nurse. You can't have a druggy nurse going in there trying to operate on somebody. You can't do
right.
it. You're held
right,
at a higher standard because of your position.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, just real fast, because we're being told that as they call in, they keep getting a busy signal. My only suggestion, honestly, is just to keep calling. I'm going to have our CEO reach out to Blog Talk again tomorrow to find out if there's anything that is wrong on their
Something
end.
Something happened with me, too.
This way they could try to fix it, because it's, you know, it keeps happening every show. So definitely we apologize in advance. I know we've been pushing that link out there extra hard, so I know there's a lot more callers tonight than we've had previously. So, guys, just be patient and just keep calling. And the number to call,
once again,
is that 845-277-9098. You can reach us on that number. Press the 1 button. We hope that you guys can get in. All right, go ahead, Ms. Mobetta. I'm sorry. You was taking it there. I thought you were going to start preaching.
It had bumped me off, too. It had bumped me when I called. It bumped me off.
She
missed
it.
Didn't want me to get on tonight. We were just talking about people in certain positions are held at a higher standard because, you know, you're supposed to be leading by example in your position. You understand? So as far as like, even with law enforcement, with the Leos, they're supposed to protect and serve. That went out the window. Did y'all notice that? It's no longer protecting and serving.
I did.
Now it's just now it's just law and order. And guess who's pushing that narrative? Guess who's pushing
that
narrative? Listen, y'all got to pay attention to politics. I know a lot of people don't. But watch an occasional debate or a speech or something. Because is that law and order? You already know what that leads to, dictatorship.
Of course.
So come on, man. Mm-hmm. They tried, and now you got the police officers union backing Trump. You understand what I'm saying? Because See, when people say defund the police officers, that doesn't mean take away their salaries. That's not what defunding the police officers mean. That means all of that overtime they was getting and not completing their
exactly.
job. You understand what I'm saying? It's a lot of perks that they get that they really don't deserve. So
right.
stop trying to make something out of nothing as far as that goes. That's not saying take away their salary. They're still going to make their salary. That would be against the law to take away their salary. But as far as all these extra perks and all of that stuff, y'all working all of these hours and all this time, and the crime is still happening, that means somebody's not doing their doggone job. And you get
paid but nowadays they're not even coming out. So, and if they do, they standing around like a bystander. So I don't understand.
Yep.
They hear defunding, and next thing you know, guess what? They're not even going to intervene at this point.
Right,
they're
right,
not going to intervene.
Right.
So if they're not intervening, then why are they coming?
Me overtime.
Exactly.
FOH. Come on now. Stop playing. Because they're not being their brother's keeper. Y'all want everybody out here to be their brother's keeper, but they're not. They don't have to. You know what I'm saying? The standards are doubled. And you can't live by a double standard. You cannot do it.
No, you cannot. Nope.
Not at all. Hell no.
But you know what? Just real quick,
guys.
It's a
sad situation.
It is. You know, it really is. And it's so unfortunate. But I wanted us to talk about that. But then we were also going to just touch on school starting, you know. School starting.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, school's starting for some of these kids, and they had to pick up their Chromebooks and stuff, and, you know, some of the parents are livid because they don't want their kids to go to school, but you got some schools where the kids get to go to school. How do you guys feel about this?
I feel for the parents with the younger children that are daycare, like, you know, the elementary students and stuff like that. Most of them, if they're not 12 and older, they need child care. So it's hard now. It's like, what do? You know what I mean? I have to work. I don't know. That's tough. I don't have a child that age, so I really wouldn't even know what to do. You know, it's sad.
You have one in school. I was going
to
say, Miss Storm, you have one in school right now. I have one in college right now. We took her back.
Mm-hmm.
But they
I
took her back 2 Wednesdays ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was a part of the early program where she helps other students move into their dorm rooms and their units and stuff. But the first day of class was actually 2 days ago. So what they did was they made them get COVID tests before they went back to campus. We only could drop them off at the door. We could not even enter the school to help them bring their items up to their dorm room.
Oh, wow.
We had certain time slots that we had so that we would not interact with anyone else. Those who did not get their COVID test before going back to the school had to go to a dorm that they set aside for everyone who hadn't gotten their test. Plus, they also got tested as they got on campus. So...
Mm-hmm.
To keep the amount of people that did, you know, you never know. And my daughter said that out of 7,000 students, only 15 have contracted the coronavirus.
15,
so
one five.
So far. 1.5 out of 7,000 students.
Out of 7,000? Wow. That's great.
That's 7,000. Nice.
Only
15. Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because they have such strict rules.
Mm-hmm.
But I snuck there the other night as an
as an Uber Eats driver and delivered her her birth control pills. So, I did. I played. I have a delivery. I'm just delivering something. Yes. But yeah, they have a very strict protocol, and they don't leave they don't leave the campus. No one is allowed to leave campus. They have a tight ship being run at Vassar College, and I have to big up Vassar College for running that tight ship. Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, if you count all my baby kids, we got if you count all my baby kids, we got three that's actually gonna be going to school now.
Right.
You know, me personally, they got to go. All of them got to go. You know, that's my opinion. You know,
she's
everybody's opinion is
out
different.
The house.
My opinion is you've been locked down, no education, okay? No real education, I'm going to put it that way. No real education since like March, April. You got to go. Put your mask on, put your gloves on, put your hands
time to get back out.
You got to
take yourself bleach water in the bottle, take the towels, your own little garbage bag, everything.
Exactly. Look, the brain is a terrible thing to waste, okay? You hear me?
That's
you
a
got
fact.
To go.
That's,
everybody
that's the whole
got
fact,
to
girl.
Go. Now, some parents, okay, I do know some parents that's like, I don't want my kid to go. I want them to stay home, okay? And I'm going to say the same thing that I've been saying. Your kids are out in the street. Your kids are out at the mall. Your kids are with their friends. Your kids are hanging out. Your kids going to the movies.
Sure.
Your kids is living the best life, okay? Now, I've walked past several people. Where your mask at? You ain't got no mask. You ain't got no gloves. So, no, honey, you cannot stay home and not get no education. You got to go. Okay? You got to go. You have to. You have to go. Your brain has to be able to, you know what I'm saying? It can't function like this. And honestly, forgive me when I say it. You know, I'm no longer in psych, you know, but I bet you the psych facility is full right about now. These kids have nothing to do. It's too much downtime. And we just got an email the other day that said all the high school students, you ready? All the high school students, which is 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, is going to be doing 100% remote learning. Really? Really?
Wow.
The high school kids only are going to do 100% remote learning. What's remote learning? We did that last year, didn't we? Well, we did that back in March, April, May. They're not learning nothing.
Wow.
My kid is a senior.
But you know what it is? A lot of those kids wasn't learning shit when school was open 24/7 nowhere.
Yeah, but guess what? Now you're graduating. You're passing these kids, right? You're passing these kids. They're graduating. And not only are they graduating, but they just as silly as they was when you was in school and you wasn't passing.
Yep.
Now they graduated. How are they going to survive in the real world?
That's
a shame. It'll be some street shit. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, I don't know. So I definitely wanted to talk about that, you know, with you guys tonight because I wanted to know how you guys felt. What do you think about the schools opening up? In the colleges, there was one college that already kicked out 30 kids. One college already kicked out 30 kids. Because they was partying in the dorm. 30. They was partying in the dorms, drinking, smoking, having a grand old time. No mask, no hand sanitizer, nothing. Kick them out.
That's a shame.
So they just have no regards.
We also were not prepared. We were not prepared for this whole corona thing. And now that they've had phase one, phase two, phase three, whatever phase,
They've opened up a little bit here and there, then opened up a little more. We still were not and are not prepared for whatever this whole corona, plus this chump person running our, you know, country, you know, and then 2020 has been a horrible year, period, point blank. So it's just so much chaos and mass confusion going on. The cops
are
messing up. 2020 has...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you know
I'm
what?
Praying.
But not
I'm
for nothing,
praying.
Something to think about, ladies, is what are we going to do when the wintertime comes around and it's not warm outside and this virus is really running rapid along with the flu? Then what are we going to do?
See, this is the problem coming in at now, because they're saying now it's about to enter into the flu season. Like, how do you know? How do you know what's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? How do you know if it's COVID or the flu? Because they have all the similar symptoms. So how would you know what's what? What are you going to do? I don't take the flu shot. I don't know about anybody else. I'll just have to walk around with a mask for the duration, because I don't take the flu shot. I don't. It made me so sick the last time. And we know with the flu shot, it doesn't cover all strains of the flu. It doesn't cover all strains.
Yeah, so I want to say, I want to say for me personally, when I was in psych, I took the flu shot every year. So I took it every single year. Every year I got sick, you know. Every year I did get sick. I'm not even going to lie. Every year I got sick. My body just wasn't able, I guess, to fight off what was given. You know what I'm saying? So every year I got sick. Now I'm not in psych. I did not get the flu shot this year. But I must say, I kind of want to get the flu shot, if that makes sense, because what I did notice is when I was getting every year I was getting it. Yeah, I got a little sick, but I didn't get sick in the hospital sick, you know. Now I'm around a different population, if that makes sense, and this population is around a lot more people. So I don't know if it's safe that I should get it at this point. I don't know. It's just one of those things to think about. But I don't want to be, you know, sick. No one does, obviously. But when this season comes and they can't separate the two, is it coronavirus? Is it the flu? People die from the flu also. So how are they going to separate? How are they going to separate the two? So I'm worried at this point.
Right.
I'm worried.
Well, see, that's,
you know, I think
that's what everybody's
worried
about.
But I'm worried, you know?
I think that's what, but see, you know what the thing is with between the flu and COVID? Because COVID, it seems like everybody can get it, but it really attacks certain types of people. You understand what I'm saying? But the flu can go to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, but that's why they say to keep up with your zinc and echinacea and stuff like that, your vitamins, and try to stay as healthy as possible. You know, do what you can. I guess a mask is just going to be a part of our lives.
Yeah. I guess so. A mask and dirty gloves, right? Some good
things. Gloves all over the place. Now you find a mask, gloves, and I mean, it's just disgusting. You know, put your stuff in the garbage, man. I understand you might have dropped something. You could have been walking and dropped something, but masks and gloves, and it looks disgusting.
Yeah. I seen the one lady at McDonald's the other day. She handled the money, she handled the food, and she had on gloves.
I was just a little confused.
A lot of people. A lot of people are doing that. I went into the deli the other day, and I'm making myself a coffee, and I'm like, wait a minute. There's no wipes, there's no hand sanitizer, not even up at the front desk, but they have it, the front counter, but they had a bunch of it behind the counter. So what I did I went to the counter. I said, is there any hand sanitizer for the patrons that touch these coffee cups and the coffee machine and stuff? And he said,
exactly.
No. I said, may I please?
I said, may I please have one of those hand sanitizer bottles? Would you believe that he was going to charge me for it? No.
Oh, no.
When I was finished with it, I handed it back to him, and I said, we should keep this here for the next patron that is alone that's interested in using it. Yes. I'm not paying
right.
for this. And I'm not, no. That was disgusting. Damn bodega.
They don't care. They don't care. Because you
nope.
know what? It's not
no.
them. You know? It's not them.
Exactly.
And that's the scary part. You know? So I'm worried.
It's a,
you
know what
I'm worried.
Some people are just ignorant as hell, too. You know what I mean? Some people are just
yeah.
really ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying,
mm-hmm.
but, you know. Annoying
mm-hmm.
as hell.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to be that doggone ignorant. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's sad.
No.
But you know
mm-hmm.
what, ladies? It's about 8:50. You know, time always flies by when you're having a grand old time, you know.
You already.
And go away.
You
I sound
already.
Like I'm all old. I sound like I'm all old and stuff. I say grand old time.
Yeah.
That sounds grand.
We're having a grand old time.
Yes. Yes, the show be ending soon, you know, ladies. So we have to give our, you know, our feedback on the topic.
I don't know. Yes.
I ain't got no sense. Yeah, but so we gotta turn the floor over to one of you beautiful ladies to give your feedback on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you wanna leave the callers with, because definitely our lines are lit up. I thought y'all couldn't get through. I see all y'all. Y'all think y'all split. Y'all should have pressed that one button.
Uh-huh.
Got 10 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's all right.
But we appreciate
same time,
y'all.
Same
we appreciate
time. Yeah. Same time
yo,
next
gotta,
week. Same day.
Y'all gotta
press that one.
I'm
sorry. That one. To use a different
that's
name.
Right.
You don't have to use your name. You can use someone else's name. You can even change your voice. Any of that.
Yes,
so anyway,
like
this is
Ray. Like, yes, give your final thought, Rachel. Ray Queen, give your final thought.
Yo, boy. That was funny.
As always, I enjoyed the show, and I'm going to leave it at this. I just stay faithful. I stay praying because I believe in God, and everybody that knows me knows that I believe in God. Because if there were no God, there would definitely be no me, in my opinion. And I got to give a shout out to GQ Palace, Rich Money, and Miss Storm, our CEO and our executive, my sister Divas, Miss Mobetta, and Miss Storm, all of our callers and listeners. I love you, sister Divas. And
love you,
same time,
here.
Same place.
Yeah,
same time next week. I'm passing on the mic, Ray Queen, and I'm out.
Okay.
I apologize, folks. It's on you. So what you gonna do? I apologize for my tardiness tonight. You know, I had 1,000 different things in the eye in the fire. You know, so I'm trying to play catch up here. But as always, we have awesome shows over here, and we want you guys to be involved, you know. This is a platform where we open this up so you can state your opinion and, you know, share some knowledge if you have some with the folks that's listening. You know, as far as our topic tonight, you know, the fun thing, the police officers doesn't need to take away their salary. They still have a job to do. And people just want their job to be done efficiently. We one top-notch service. You know, just like you would when you go to a doggone restaurant. You want top-notch service. And that's what people are expecting from police officers, and it's not happening. So, you know, yeah, they may not be all bad, but it sure looks like it sure fits the description. So, I would just like to give a rest in peace to my cousin Gerald, aka G-Man, aka G. Rest in peace,
rest
Joe.
In peace.
We love and miss you, man. Like, it's a hard pill to swallow right now. But rest in peace. So my heart goes out to my aunt Sabrina and her family, her children. You know, y'all know we're here. So on that note, I'm chucking up the deuces.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah. All right, so this is your girl Storm. We definitely want to say to you, Miss Mobetta, and to your family, you know, we do send our condolences to you on behalf of the, you know, GQ Palace Radio. You know, we're here for you. You know, we love you. We got your back. You know, this is never easy, you know. So sometimes if you need that person to talk to, you know, you got us. You know, we offer our support to you. And we're praying, you know, for your family, you know, as well as, you know, the days go on. And, you know, you seek the closure, you know, that that we try to get when we lose a loved one, you know, that God gives you some type of peace and comfort, you know. Yes. When it comes to the final, you know, topic on the show, I would just like to say that, you know, this is the girl Storm. You know, we understand that there are some good cops, bad cops, you know. But I'm going to tell you, the bad cops is making it real bad, you know, for the good cops right now. And if you don't love what you do and you don't love the profession that you're in, you should remove yourself from that profession. It's not too late. Change it. Do something different. Because what you're doing is the innocent, let's just say, child, teenager, young adult that always had a dream of being that police officer and protecting and serving, something that you're not doing right now is messing it up for our future. So therefore, you need to reevaluate your situation and just make sure that this is indeed what you want to do, because you're messing it up for everybody else. You know, and honestly, and I just want people to understand, we get it. You know, we get it. We pay attention. We're aware. But when it comes down to, you know, our people, I'm going to say something that people might not like right about now, okay? But I'm going to say it because I want people to understand. As we raise our young African-Americans, as we raise our children, our men, our daughters, we want them to know, if you see a police officer, multiple police officers following behind you, I don't want you I don't want you to try and run to get away. I want you to stop where you are. So this way, when anything happens, they can't say, oh, this person was grabbing for this. That person's hand was up in the air. They didn't grab for nothing. There's no questioning what the situation is. You know what I'm saying? And that's the sad part that I wanted to say, because I'm not taking from the young man that is paralyzed now, because I believe that was, excuse my language, a really fucked up situation. You know what I'm saying? And now that leaves him to be a father to his kids paralyzed. He can't play basketball. He can't play football. He can't take them for walks. He can't do none of that, you know? So that's very unfortunate. But one thing that we have to learn from every single situation that happens is, what are we going to explain to our children? So the one thing that I'm going to explain to my kids is, if you see a police officer following you, stop where you are and put your hands up. Don't dig your hands in your pocket. Don't try to get in your car. Don't tie your shoe. Don't grab your cell phone. Stand right there with your hands up. So this way, guess what? No one can say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And the police officers, you guys have to stop fishing for these people's bad records, because no matter what they did in their lifetime, in their past, to do with what you did to them on this day, it has nothing to do with the two. It has nothing. So with that being said, guys, I look for, you know, for the right words to be able to, you know, raise our kids the right way and encourage them and keep them focused and keep them guided, you know. And as we continue on with the shows, guys, we just ask for you guys to, you know, pray for us and pray that, you know, we are mothers, you know, we're mothers raising children. And we pray that the things that we instilled on our children, they take with them when they go out on their journey, you know. So with that being said, have a blessed and safe week. Happy, isn't it our holiday on Monday? I'll be at work, so you know it is what it is. Those of you who celebrate it, celebrate it. Those of you who don't, enjoy the day off. Just saying.
Yeah.
So, that being said,
like you was a little angry. Are we FaceTiming?
Yeah. With that being said, have a blessed and safe week. Enjoy your weekend, and God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Rest in peace, Jamel Jones.
And
free for me, and now I am free. I follow the path that God has chosen for me. I took his hand when I heard him call. I turned my back and I left it all. I could not stay another day to laugh, to love, to work or play. Past left undone must stay that way. I've now found peace at the end of the day. If my parting has left a void, then fill it with remembered joy. A friendship shared, a laugh, a kiss. Oh yes, these things I too will miss. Be not burdened with the times of sorrow. Look for the sunshine of tomorrow. My life has been filled. I've savored much good times with friends, a loved one's touch. Perhaps my time has seemed all too brief, but lengthen your pain with undue grief. Lift up your heart and peace to thee. God wanted me now, he set me free.
All you dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness, but above all this, I wish you love.
Rest in peace. We love you, cuz, oh, cuz, oh, cuz, oh, cuz, oh.
And I